Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio. Doug Moody and I are here. Hi, Doug.
Hello, hello. How are you? And a happy 2016. We got a whole year to play with.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And things went quite well in 2015, and I'm really looking forward to 2016 because we have a lot of projects planned.
Yes. One of them is to turn the Mystic catalog into cassettes. Cassettes have become very popular amongst people who want portable music. Gosh, I remember, and of course, I'm an old timer. I remember boom boxes, and I remember big speakers, and I love the sound of music that sounds like it comes from a live band or it comes from a recording studio, and decent speakers make it possible, and we're heading into a new era of cassettes. Do you like cassettes too?
I do like cassettes, and, you know, I have an older truck. It still has a cassette player in it. And, you know, I had a CD player in my truck for a while, and I took it out because every time you hit a bump, it bumps the CD, you know, and it just doesn't have the same sound either.
No, and you can't take a CD player out in the sun, or you can't take it to the beach. And in any case, a cassette player, you can take it over to somebody else's house and just hook up to their speakers and blast away.
That's true. And we're also getting most of the catalog, well, as much as we can, up on iTunes and in Spotify and all the downloading sites so that people can download their favorite Mystic tunes. And it's all going to be happening all this year, 2016. We've got two new cassettes, records that have sold out, Scared Straight and Rat Pack and Social Spit, that should be coming up any day now on iTunes.
Yep, and during 2016, we're going to put out Social Spit and Friends. Cliff Cunningham used to be a roommate of the Battalion of Saints years ago.
Oh,
and
Mark Rood, yes. I remember that.
And Mark Rood lived there too, yes. Mark did the artwork for Cliff Spitz's album. And,
yes, he did.
We're gonna do Cliff Spit or Social Spit and Their Friends album. He's picking bands now that he wants to play with or do shows with, and we'll put out a vinyl record and a cassette on him in 2016.
Oh, that sounds really good, really good. Love it. Well, you know, I've got some of your oldies lined up here, and this is one of my favorites. Speaking of the good old sound, this one is called Boogie Piano by Boogie Quartet.
Thank you.
right. That was some good tunes by Dave Baby Cortez. And what year was that recorded, Doug?
1959. And there is Jimmy Spruill on guitar. He became famous guitar player. And Panama Francis. You used to see him on the band with the Tonight Show. And we used to record that at 1650 Broadway at nighttime because we had to use the elevator shaft as an echo chamber. We didn't have proper chambers, so we had to stop the elevator and lock the door or shut the doors and quickly record, and then we could open it up for business again. But we used to record mainly at nighttime, so we didn't interfere with too many people coming in and out the building.
Sure, yeah. That's really cool, and what a great song that is. And, you know, that is available for downloading right now, and I've noticed since it was put up a couple weeks ago, people have been going crazy. They just love that Boogie Piano by David Cortez.
David Clowney is his name, but we called him Dave Baby Cortez, yeah.
Right, and the album's called The Happy Organ. And, boy,
yep.
He's got some great tunes up there. 1959, wow, that is so cool.
Well,
so, you know,
you're gonna play anything more from him?
Well, I thought I would play some Lord David Sutch.
Ah.
We just got him up on iTunes, too, and this is with Jeff Beck, and Robert Plant and a whole bunch of really the Led Zeppelin group before they were Led Zeppelin.
I was driving down Sunset in my Union Jack car. I got stuck in the traffic.
Song. So,
oh, you're taking me back a few years, aren't you? That was,
yes.
I was recording Lord David Such when the guys from the Led Zepp came in, listened to the sound and joined in and said, record us right away. So we called Atlantic and we recorded Led Zeppelin with a whole lot of lovin' right away on the same setup that we were doing David Such. Now, of course, they were friends from way back. The guys from the Led Zeppelin formerly were with David Such in a group called the Alley Cats. And so they all got along fine, and then we spent the afternoon cutting Led Zepp and swamped them with echo. We used to have bank vaults in Hollywood underneath Mystic Sound, and so we swamped that record with echo, and they couldn't do anything but have echo, whole lot of loving. Anyway, back to you, darling.
Yeah, well, you know, that was really good because, well, they actually knew him in Hollywood as Screaming Lord Such.
And, yes, that's true.
He passed away
Union Jack painted Rolls Royce.
Oh, I know, isn't that cool? And he passed away in June of 1999, very young to have passed away so young. But, you know, as a singer, he worked with Keith Moon, Jeff Beck, Jimmy Page, Ritchie Blackmore, Charlie Watts, Nicky Hopkins. I mean, he had such a career. And you know, he was known for his horror-themed stage show. He dressed as Jack the Ripper, which predated the shock rock antics of Alice Cooper, and accompanied by his band, The Savages. He started by coming out in a black coffin and once being trapped inside of it. But
you certainly have done your homework on him. He was likable. You could enjoy a day with him. He wasn't overbearing and pompous. And driving around with him in a Rolls Royce that was painted like a British flag attracted all the attention in Hollywood.
Oh, isn't that something? Wow. Well, you know, it's a shame that he suffered from such depression, such a talented person. And he was actually born in Hampstead, London, England in 1940.
Yeah.
Anyway.
A wartime baby, huh?
A wartime baby, yep. And we have one more song from him and the Lord Such group with the Led Zeppelin guys, Jeff Beck and Jimmy Page, called Baby Come Back. I love this song.
Yeah. How's about everybody out there in this land bending your ear over here? And how's about everybody listening to what I'm about to say? Let me tell you about my girlfriend. She's a doll. She's so good looking that there's nothing wrong. I'm gonna see her today, yeah, if I just get my way. Now she can be awkward, as awkward as can be. Now if you've ever seen her, well, you know what I mean. Now she can be mean, I just as mean as can be. Like it to become. Well, come on back.
to know a little more about that recording, on piano was Nicky Hopkins. I don't know how much you know about him, but he's been the solid piano backing on a load of hits. And also on bass was Lloyd Fatman. He used to play with Jimi Hendrix, and Lloyd was the solid bass player all through that album. And we used to love Nicky. He used to just come in and entertain us, hanging away on the piano.
Aww. Well, you know, that's really, really, really cool and good song, you know. Really, really good songs, and they are up, available up on iTunes, Amazon, over 100 different downloading sites. So if anybody likes what they heard here today, you can check it out and get your own copy and download, and you don't have to go anywhere.
You're taking me back a few years, lady. Next thing you know is you'll be inviting me on the radio, and we'll be talking about Dickie Lee.
Yeah, we have some projects going with Dickie Lee and Bobby Feldman, and you know, I love all the music, you know,
Well, tragedy with Dickie, tragedy was such a monster hit, and we got all the calls from the people who, you know, dealt with drowning women, and they said, she could not be facing down in the water patches when they found her, because all women float upwards. And so he wrote I think he would have to rechange the lyric these days to be more accurate. And then, of course, Bobby, you've got a lot of stuff with him.
Bobby was the writer. One of the original writers of one of my favorite songs.
Hang on, Sloopy, and I Want Candy, and My Boyfriend's Back. Oh, I better leave you alone, because my memories are flowing, baby.
those are all really good. And, well, you know, I hate to tell you this, but we're out of time for today, but we wanted to call in and wishing you a happy new year with all the hope that you may have many blessings in the year to come.
And thank you for supporting the groups and Mystic. And Candy, bless you for rejoining Mystic. You're a girl from the 80s, and boy, you were the cutest teenager, and you still are. Bye for now.
Thank you. All right. Well, we'll see you all later. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to party or go home. See you next time. Bye. Happy New Year, Doug.